mornings, we wind down our busy week with some laughter, because if we don't laugh, well, you know, we'll cry. Good morning to my friend Bill Melberg, and eveningwiththepresidents.com. He is one of America's best political humorists and satirists. William, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane. Good
morning.
And greetings to our Connect FM listeners throughout the Cardinal Nation.
Yes, sir. And those Connect FM listeners putting up Cardinal Nation yard signs, Bill, they're all over the place. And there'd been some other news to talk about during this past week as well.
Yes, there has. From the demise of Colonel Gaddafi in Libya yesterday morning to the latest Republican presidential debate in Las Vegas on Tuesday night. Of course, the week started out with a holiday.
Yeah, that's right. Columbus Day, celebrating the first European to discover the New World.
You mean the second European to discover the New World?
Second European to discover the New World. Who was the first?
Stevie, why? Leif Erikson, of course. It was my ancestors, the Vikings, who first discovered the New World 500 years ahead of Columbus when they bumped into what is now known as Newfoundland. The Vikings called it Vinland. Ask any expert, they'll tell you the same thing.
Well, Bill, our first guest this morning is certainly an expert. Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, the former Secretary of State during the Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford administrations, it's Dr. Henry Kissinger. Good morning, Dr. Kissinger.
Good morning, Stevie. And if you notice the excitement and enthusiasm in my voice today, it's because I've been celebrating Oktoberfest.
So, I take it you've been enjoying beer and brats and oompa bands, sir?
No, I've been enjoying wine and cheese and Beethoven concerts. And that's why you hear all the excitement and enthusiasm in my voice today.
Dr. Kissinger, I know you're an expert on foreign affairs. And that's why I was hoping you could give us a brief comment about Colonel Gaddafi's demise in Libya yesterday, sir.
But Stevie, Colonel Gaddafi now has three things in common with three other former dictators: Benito Mussolini of Italy, Nicolae Ceausescu of Romania, and Saddam Hussein of Iraq.
And what would those three things be?
Each was captured while hiding, followed by a short trial and a quick execution. If you would like, I can give you some of the details of their executions. Benito Mussolini was shot twice in the chest. His body was then tossed onto a piazza in Milan, where it was kicked, stoned, spat upon, and later hung upside down on a meat hook from the roof of a gas station.
Dr. Kissinger, excuse me, sir. We're out of time, and some of our listeners just had breakfast, sir. Mm-hmm. But thank you for being with us this morning, and I hope you continue to enjoy a fun-filled Oktoberfest, drinking wine, eating cheese, listening to Beethoven concerts.
Dankeschön.
And now we turn to another expert who joins us from Moscow, Russia. His name is Boris Adamov. And Mr. Adamov, I understand you were the senior economic advisor to the former Soviet president, Mikhail Gorbachev. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct, Comrade Stevie. I was senior economic advisor to Comrade Gorbachev, and I am here this morning for two reasons. First, I wish to express solidarity with Occupy Wall Street protesters. They're saying what we used to say in old Soviet Union: down with capitalism. Second, I am here to offer free economic advice to Comrade Obama.
What would your advice be, sir?
First, tax the filthy rich. Force millionaires and billionaires to give up more of their ill-found gains and riches made on backs of working class people and proletariat.
Is that what Gorbachev did?
Yet. No, Stevie. We did not have any millionaires or billionaires in Soviet Union other than Politburo members, party bosses, government employees who we called apparatchiks, and trade union leaders. Remember, comrade, Lenin and Stalin liquidated the rest of Russia's millionaires right after 1917 revolution.
So what did you do?
We look for scapegoats elsewhere and blame them in Soviet press for stagnant Russian economy and poor standard of living.
And did you find any scapegoats elsewhere to blame?
Yes. We blame blood-sucking millionaires, billionaires, and corporate jet owners from Wall Street in America. They were responsible for stagnant Soviet economy, not Gorbachev's failed Marxist-Leninist socialist economic policies. Plus, of course, we blame capitalist President Ronald Reagan and the Republican Party of America.
Speaking of party politics, sir, what advice would you give to President Obama to win re-election in the middle of America's hard economic times?
Same advice I gave Soviet leaders Brezhnev and Andropov, Chernenko and Gorbachev. My 1-1-1 plan.
Your 1-1-1 plan?
One party, one candidate, and one vote is all you need to win, comrade.
It does seem rather foolproof. However, we do have a two-party system in America.
That does make selling socialism more difficult.
Well, thank you, Boris Adamov, for being with us this morning.
Спасибо, товарищ. Thank you for having me, comrade. It was a pleasure being with you. До свидания from Moscow.
And now let's turn our attention to this week's political news as we say hello to our regular point-counterpoint team of Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, and Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat from Massachusetts. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Stevie. How are you today? Hello, Stevie, and hello to everyone in the Cardinals Nation, even though I'm a White Sox fan myself.
Well,
go White Sox. They have the same color, you know, red as the Cardinals.
Well, Diane also says she's a fan, Barney.
Hello, Diane.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good.
I didn't hear you there. I didn't know if you were there or not. I'm so pleased that you're with us.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, the Republican...
Are you a Cardinals fan?
Yes, I am. Go Cardinals.
What about the White Sox?
I don't know much about them.
Oh.
Gentlemen, the Republican presidential candidates had yet another debate on Tuesday in Las Vegas. This time there were 7 candidates on the stage since former Governor What's-His-Name from Utah chose not to participate. Did either of you hear anything new or different in this week's debate? We'll begin with Senator John McCain.
Stevie and Diane, no, I did not hear anything different in this week's debate. It was pretty much the same thing we've heard before. Michelle Bachmann told us once again that she's a tax attorney and raised 23 foster children in addition to her own kids. Herman Cain is still pitching his 999 plan. Newt Gingrich knows how to use big words. Rick Perry doesn't know how to use big words. Ron Paul says some good things and then some goofy things. Mitt Romney would make a good new car salesman. His father was in the car business, after all. And Rick Santorum still gets angry because he doesn't get many questions or much attention. All in all, my friends, we didn't learn anything new, and there were no dramatic revelations in the debate.
Congressman Frank?
Well, Stevie and Diane, if I may differ with Senator McCain on this point, I think we heard a very dramatic revelation in that debate. Just listen to this audio clip.
Herman, I love you, brother, but let me tell you something. You don't have to have a big analysis to figure this thing out. Go to New Hampshire where they don't have a sales tax, and you're fixing to give them one. They're not interested in 999. What they're interested in is flatter and fair. At the end of the week, I'm going to be laying out a plan that clearly, I'll bump plans with you, brother, and we'll see who has the best idea about how you get this country working again. And one of the ways, right here in Nevada, you got 8%+. You want 9 cents on top of that, and 9 cents on a new home, or 9% on a new home, 9% on your Social Security, 9% more? I don't think so, Herman. It's not going to fly.
Congressman Frank, what was the dramatic revelation in that exchange?
Wasn't it obvious? Didn't you hear it yourself with your own little ears?
What? No.
Well, I mean, he said it twice. I had no idea that Wick Perry and Herman Cain were brothers.
Brothers?
Yes. Two times during that exchange, Wick Perry referred to Herman Cain as his brother.
Congressman,
he said, brother, yeah, your plan doesn't make sense,
yeah,
brother.
Congressman, I don't think Governor Perry meant that literally. Calling people brother is just a figure of speech in Texas. I can assure you, Rick Perry and Herman Cain are not brothers.
Wee-wee.
Yes, wee-wee. I mean, really. Congressman Frank, you have that last word for today, and as we heard into the commercial break, we'll be...
Ed, into the commercial break, aren't we?
Yeah.
Are we hurting people into the commercial break? Yeah,
We're going to listen to some more Oktoberfest music from our fabulous Connect FM accordion players. We thank you, gentlemen, once again. And as we come back, former president, former Texas Rangers co-owner George W. Bush will be with us to talk about the World Series and tomorrow night's big game at Rangers Park in Arlington, Texas. But first, some important messages on 93.5, 95.3. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. The former president, George W. Bush, who played Little League Baseball as a youngster in Midland, Texas, who grew up to become co-owner of the Texas Rangers Baseball Club. And right now we're going to talk a little baseball with President George W. Bush. Good morning, Mr. President. How are you today?
Stevie, I'm feeling pretty good this morning after that ninth inning in last night's game, which I suppose is more than you and Diane and your Connect FM listeners can say. In any case, with or without a squirrel, as you know, the Rangers had a rally in the ninth, and now it's on to Arlington and tomorrow night's
Game three?
Game three of the World Series.
Mr. President, what would you say to Tony La Russa and the St. Louis Cardinals if you could talk to them ahead of the game tomorrow night?
What would I say to the Cardinals?
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess I would tell them don't mess with Texas. Seriously, I would tell them that, even though I can't wish them luck, I do wish him well.
Well, sir, our time is short, but there is one other question I'd like you to answer. Is it true that once upon a time you were considered for the job of baseball commissioner?
Stevie, that is true. It was in 1992, but I did not get the job. So instead of becoming Commissioner Bush, I ran for governor and became Governor Bush.
Yeah.
After that, I ran for president and became President Bush.
Yeah.
But you know, Stevie and Diane, during my 8 years as President Bush, there were many times when I wished I could have been Commissioner Bush. And according to the Gallup polls back then, a lot of other people wished I'd become Commissioner Bush instead of President Bush. But by the way, I'd still like to have that job.
Yeah, well, President Bush, thank you for your time, and I'm glad you could join us.
That was a funny one.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, sir. We appreciate it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in our final remaining moments, it's political humorist and satirist Bill Melberg. And yes, it was a tough loss for the Cardinals last night. No question about it.
Well, I didn't see any squirrels.
Yeah, right. You know, there's a whole, that's what I love about America. There's somebody making money on those squirrels.
Oh, yeah.
No question about it.
Well, in the words of a former Cardinals announcer, holy cow.
Right.
How long, everybody?
And Illinois plays at Purdue tomorrow, 11 o'clock kickoff for our 6-1 Fighting Illini, so we're hoping that Illinois can win tomorrow.
Well, you know, Purdue already has the distinction of graduating the first man and last man to walk on the moon, and the first marching band member to walk on the moon.
Yeah.
You know who that was?
First march? No.
That was Neil Armstrong.
Really?
He was in the marching band.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Yes, that is true. Little Johnny Carson there.
Yeah.
But so I think they have enough honors with those distinctions, and we should...
we should win that game tomorrow.
Well, I thought it'd be kind of fun to play a little Ernie Hayes. Ernie is the guy who plays on the keyboard, the organ down at Busch Stadium. And boy, he's,
isn't he retired now?
I guess he's retired.
Huh. Yeah.
I know that the Cardinals sent me something last winter and said, if you want Ernie to come to your town, let us know. That'd have been kind of fun.
But you say he's here with us this morning?
Yeah. He is indeed. Bill, thank you as always for your time and talent. We certainly appreciate you, my friend.
Ask you wow, wow.
Oh, Ernie Hayes. Let's just think positive thoughts that the Cardinals will get this thing back to St. Louis.
Playing since 1971.
Still in there, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, it's a long time ago. All right, folks, hold on now. Get your Cardinal Nation signs. Make sure you've got them in your yards. Positive energy. You've got to get one in Texas. They play Saturday, Sunday, Monday night, and then hopefully back to St. Louis next Wednesday, Thursday. What am I saying? Of course they're coming back to St. Louis. All right, Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the day and the weekend.
I'm Stevie J, 93.5, 95.3. Little Ernie Hayes.